NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Going to wrap up this 4 o'clock hour with Garrett Mason. Again, we got a bunch of Titans talk coming up with Brett Bryan. We'll talk about his big draft board and more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But first, Garrett Mason joins us. Coach, I got to tell you, you're doing these stay-at-home messages, and I responded to you on one of them, and I said, why aren't you using anchor down, right? Anchor down in place, anchor in place. I feel like I'm helping you out here with your PSAs.
I saw that. I saw them, and somebody had put something, you know, down, and you hit it. But you know what? I've been these days, man, have been busier than most would expect. You know, being at home, it's really not what people think. When you're at home and you're on Zoom meetings in the morning, you're recruiting in the afternoon. It's been busier now than it's ever been for me in terms of just trying to make sure we stay on schedule.
So why is that? It's because you can't have these big, huge meetings. You've got to do it all in these compartments.
That's part of it. I think another part of it is because of the points of contact, whether it's like meeting my staff and meeting my team, communicating, you know, up with administration, Kansas. It's been just, you know, been meeting after meeting after meeting. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. I think over-communication helps everybody stay on the same page. But, you know, whatever information, I mean, you're getting, you're trying to communicate it to all the people that need to know, as fast as you can get it to them.
Coach Derek Mason, our guest. Coach, you got a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator. How are things going with them? Is there – you know, attempting to install their systems without the benefit of spring practice?
We met on that this morning, and, you know, really, we're just looking at the, you know, in glass being half full. We understand we only got 4 practices in and wanted more, but basically with, you know, technology, we've been able to meet with our, you know, young men, talk to our student athletes about, you know, not just football, but health, wealth, welfare, and then get to the ball. And it's really been as good as we can do, with what we have right now. These guys are able to, you know, continue to, you know, talk about what they believe, talk about, you know, schemes, techniques, really dive into situational football. And that's the, you know, true essence of, you know, who these coaches are. Whether I'm talking about, you know, Ted Roof or Todd Fitch, these guys are veterans. So, our student athletes are going the way, you know, my coordinators are going right now. And that's they're just taking in the information. Coaches are pouring into them and they're asking good questions and we're continuing to have dialogue. And that's what you want. You want continued dialogue instead of a lot of feedback on how, you know, things aren't going the way they want it to go. Right now, it's not about looking at issues and telling us what the issues are. Man, we need to make sure, man, that we're finding plausible solutions, and that's exactly what these two men are doing. And as they go, their units are going behind them.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us on 3HL. Coach, I'm curious, what does the academic side of all of this look like? How do you keep your players, your students on task?
We've talked as a staff and really to our football team about making sure that you try to get into a schedule that looks like a routine, because I think the more student athletes are creatures of habit, male, female, really doesn't matter. We're used to schedules. We're used to consistency. And so in these new environments that we're in, we're just trying to make sure that we can parcel out time and, you know, stick to those times of the day when you study, when you eat, when you train, when you decide to have some, you know, break time. And I think it's all predicated on what you're doing with your family or, you know, what the day looks like for you. But our student athletes have done a really good job of just trying to, you know, parcel their time. I sent something out to them today, and I've got an RTI journey coming out here in the next day or so where, you know, I challenged our guys. I said, we are relentless, we are tough, and we are intelligent. The biggest thing that I need you to do is be who you say you are. In these moments and in these times, just continue to grab the positive. Make sure, man, that you stay on task. And if you're having issues or problems, let us know, because we can't fix or help you fix what we don't know.
Coach, at this point, everybody is kind of being asked, hey, when do you think, you know, football's back, and how much time do you need prior to the season with your kids from a conditioning standpoint, a mental standpoint, all of that? You know, where do you guys need to be back to be able to have a fall season? Where do you fall on that?
You know, I fall in the place of, I'm a football coach. I know we have medical experts. We've got, you know, strength and conditioning experts. We have, you know, doctors and other people who truly understand, you know, the time needed. We can look at a lot of different models. We can look at the pro OTA model. We can look at, you know, other seasons to try to get a good gauge on when that is. But, you know, for me right now, I'm just resourcing my team. I've got to be where my feet are, and my feet right now are firmly planted on the ground, you know, talking to our guys every day and keeping these young men, you know, invested in the idea that we're going to get back, and when we get back, we'll be ready to go.
Coach Derek Mason, our guest. Coach, you're one of the, I mean, when you talk about Vanderbilt, you got a world-class medical center that's sitting on the same campus. Are you able to tap into any of those resources in any way as part of your daily life right now for your team or for any kind of resource?
Our place is very unique when you start talking about medical center access. For us, you know, athletics and the medical side are really hand in hand, but we're two different entities. I mean, most athletic departments, when you look at your athletic trainers, they're separate, but at our place, or they're combined, but at our place, they're separate. So Tom Bozzi, our head athletic trainer, you know, really worked for the medical side. And so the great thing about that is that, you know, we have doctors in our facilities, Dr. Fitch. They'll come through. I mean, they see our guys consistently throughout the year. But, you know, I mean, the great part about being tied into the medical center is that we do get, you know, updates that come maybe once or twice a week on, like, what's happening, not just in the sports world, but what's happening, you know, with COVID-19 and, you know, our protocols. Because Tom Bosning is on the front line. He's one of those guys right now who's participating, you know, as a first responder. So, you know, he's doing some work over at the medical center. So, man, he'll talk to us about, you know, man, what he sees and what's happening. And he stays in the loop with doctors about what's happening with this fight, you know, as we work through this pandemic. So that part is, you know, excellent for us. I think we get, you know, up-to-date and precise information about, you know, what's real. And, you know, what we're trying to do is make sure, I mean, if we can resource, you know, anybody who's resourcing our student athletes in any ways we can with information that helps us be safe and work to, you know, have safe practices for wherever they may be.
Coach, I was wondering, with the lack of spring and potentially summer work, how does that affect position battles? I would imagine incumbents would have a clear advantage in those situations. How do you see that stuff playing out?
You know, what you said is true. I think incumbents do have, you know, a clear path, you know, to what's happening. It's up to the guys or each guy, no matter where he is, to make sure that he takes advantage of what's going on right now or the opportunity to get better. It's hard when you don't have access to you know, certain amenities. I mean, a weight room, you know, right now is an amenity. You have to, you know, do the best with what you have. And I think these guys are, you know, asking, you know, our strength conditioning staff, you know, exactly what they can be doing. So they're trying to do the best that they can. But, you know, guys who've been there and done that before probably have a better, you know, sense of what to expect, you know, heading into a season, you know, how long is the fall camp, you know, what's the competition look like in game. So guys that have done it before definitely have a better understanding. But it's still going to be about hitting the grass and best players are going to play. So you want to get your best players on the field. That's what we're going to do. So when we get back, the competition is on. So let's run.
Coach, it seems like everybody is picking something to binge watch or some new show to get into. I know you had said at the beginning of this segment that you're a lot busier than maybe you would think you would be being stuck at home. But is there anything maybe your daughters or wife have said, hey, we're going to sit down and watch this as a family? Have you gotten into Tiger King? You know, what is anything you've binge watched that maybe we should check out?
I finished Tiger King and I had mixed feelings about it. I thought it was funny. I thought there were some interesting things coming out of Tiger King. Right now, my wife sort of got me to watch Fleabag, so I'm on the first couple of episodes of Fleabag. So I'll see what that looks like, because I've almost gone through everything on Netflix, Hulu, and any other channel that's on TV right now. I've tried to record like what I can, and I watch TV every so often, so I'm not a true connoisseur of a ton of shows, but it's been interesting to see, you know, what's outside cable nowadays and what's on these alternative channels, because there's a lot more than I bargained for. It's just hard to watch everything, but right now I'm checking out Fleabag.
Okay. Once everybody gets back together, you want us to book Joe Exotic to come speak to the team for you?
Could you please?
Transport him from jail.
Hey, Nick Saban learned how to email, Coach. Maybe you should send him an email. Make sure he gets it.
Yeah,
man. I think he's a little cooped up right now. I think he's spending time, in a correctional facility. But you know, it was interesting watching that show and really seeing how it played out. For me, it was entertaining. It's amazing how somebody like him can become such an icon. It was running for governor, that was interesting.
Exotic. That was really... Coach, I was going to tell you, just Skype in Joe Exotic. That's how we're doing everything now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, Coach, Nick Saban just got email. You need to send him an email. Make sure he gets it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll make sure I'll call Coach Saban and clue him in on that. I know he's not in the Music City right now, but next chance I get, I'll make sure I try to reach out to him.
Well, that's the thing that he's done quarantined. He's learned how to email, so he's learned how to text message. So
we're all gaining new skills.
Yeah, he's up to date now.
Hey, that's the one thing about being where we are nowadays. Everybody's learning new skills. I mean, I've seen more adults on TikTok, trying to post videos, and some of these videos are really elementary, but God bless them.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, and keep looking for TV shows to watch and keeping everybody anchored in place. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, well, tell me this before you leave. What do you recommend? If there's a show out there, each one of you, give me a show.
The only one that I have start, I am so not a TV person. I don't watch anything except sporting events normally. Never did the whole Game of Thrones thing, none of that. But we started watching, my husband and I started watching Billions. That's and I'm all in on Billions. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You've got to get past the first scene. You get past the first scene, and it's an amazing show.
And you'll be good, yeah.
Coach, whatever I watch is usually with my 5-year-old son, and we watched something on the Weather Channel last night called Ice Pilots, and he is all in. There's a lot of language bleeped out, but it's a bunch of guys flying riggedy planes, like over frozen terrain. They're always, like, teetering on death, and it's suitable for a 5-year-old or an adult. So I that's what I would recommend for you.
Okay, Ice Pop, there we go. Billions of Ice Pops. What else?
Narcos is another one. Ozark. I've got way too much time on my hands, Coach.
Okay. Ozark 3. I'm in it.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Coach.